there. Welcome to episode 173 of the Wave Back Music Podcast. My name is Chris.
And I'm Matt.
And we're here to listen to the most interesting video game music there is. In the modern world, remakes and reimaginings of classic arcade games is a common occurrence. But back in 1997, it was still a pretty new concept, and few did it quite as well as Hasbro. Make sure you look both ways before crossing the street, because today we listen to the music of Frogger for PlayStation. Well, hi, Matt.
Hey, Chris.
How you doing?
Oh, it's another day in paradise?
Yes, indeedy do. Sorry for the missing month of podcasting there. It's been a bit of a time for the both of us.
Yep.
We took a swing. We just could not make the scheduling work. We've been far too inundated with our outside of podcasting lives, but we're back. We're here. We're feeling froggy. We're ready to jump right back into things. We're not going to wade slowly into it.
You know, Chris, all your puns are pretty much a big leap for you.
I'm trying to think of log, crocodile, fly. Yeah, whatever. Frogger. We're going to talk about Frogger. We're going to talk about Frogger for PlayStation. Because it's a game that I really like. And I feel like not a lot of people talk about this one. And they should, because it's great. Without further ado, Mr. Matt.
Yes, sir.
Hit us with some history.
Certainly. Frogger, sometimes referred to as Frogger, He's Back, was released in October of 1997 for the Sony PlayStation, and in November that same year for Microsoft Windows. The game takes the basic concept of Konami's 1981 arcade classic and applies it to a whole new set of worlds. Its success lied in not overcomplicating things with too many new mechanics, but instead focusing on just being Frogger with new levels. It sold really well, too, in reinvigorating Frogger as a brand, and kicked off a series of similar arcade remakes for other companies such as Space Invaders, Asteroids, Missile Command, Q-Bert, and everyone's favorite, Pong.
Pong! This game's music is an interesting beast, with a very specific late 90s vibe. It's credited to Andrew Barnabas and Peter Murphy. Barnabas has had quite a career spanning both video games and film, including at least a couple of games that Tommy Tallarico has claimed full credit for composing, like Cool Spot and Aladdin. He also wrote music for PlayStation 1's Medieval, PS2's Primal, and Forza Motorsport 4 for whatever Xbox system that one came out on. Arnold's other works include both Medieval and Primal as well, in addition to several entries in the Gran Turismo series and Disney Dreamlight Valley. Matt, do you have any personal history with this fine game?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay. You have any history with Frogger in general, I assume, right? You've at least played Frogger before?
Absolutely. For us over here in the New York area, in the metro area, we had a Nathan's hot dog place that was massive, that had an arcade in the back, and that was like a constant destination for me. That arcade had, I don't know, 40, 50 machines, like 10 pinball games. It's like my happy place. It's since been demolished, and now a much smaller stand exists, but, you know. Anyway, Frogger was definitely one of those games in there, along with some of these older ones, too. Even though it was like the mid-90s, they still had a couple of the classics, in the dark corners. I remember they had an original Tetris machine, which always like mystified me and stuff. But yeah, Frogger was a lot of fun. Very simple in its design, and I think that's what makes it such a great game. It's very simple. Just get across the road without getting hit.
Yeah, and the river. Don't forget the river.
Well, I mean, you couldn't get hit on the river, could you? You had a
Once the crocodiles started showing up and
that's
snake,
true.
Bad times.
Yeah, bad times.
Or if you missed, right? Like you go to jump into like the spot, the safe spot at the end, and you miss, and you're just like dead.
Yeah.
Strangely fragile frog that can't swim, right? That's a very strange thing about this game.
What an anomaly. All right, we created a frog that can't do its basic motor functions.
This frog is very bad at frogging.
As the kids say.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, the kids have a thing where it's like, the car is carring, the adult is adulting. Like, my friend has a daughter. She's like 13. She's infinitely smarter than I think anybody I know, and that includes adults. And she does that from time to time. She'll say something like, "This car is not carring," and you're just like, "You kids have strange lingo."
That's funny. I will like often, like, if my dog is where we're going on a walk and he like accidentally wraps the leash around a telephone pole and just stops, like,
yep,
just looks at me and he's like, "I forgot how to dog."
What'd I do?
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm stuck.
Human help.
Help.
Yeah.
good times. Well, let's see. I was working at Funkoland in 1997. I loved Frogger on my Atari 2600. I didn't have a lot of experience with the arcade version. I eventually did, but really my love of Frogger came from the 2600 version, which I just adored that game. So when a new Frogger landed on PlayStation, I was still kind of reeling years later from the brilliance that was Donkey Kong 94 on Game Boy. And I see a new Frogger game. I'm like, did they make it? Like, did they do what they did with Donkey Kong with Frogger? Like, did they really do that? Is that a thing? And yeah, it kind of was. It's I popped that thing into the PlayStation as soon as I saw it in my store, and I was just the intro alone just kind of like knocked my socks off. It starts with the we played some of the music from that as the intro to the episode. It starts off with like a screen of the arcade version of Frogger, and then he gets squished by the car and like it all pops up in fancy 3D pre-rendered cutscene, which was super awesome at the time. And it's just such a delightful little game. I was hooked on it immediately because the first stages are retro stages. They're just like a polygonal remake of the arcade game. And then it just kind of expands from there where the levels don't go full on 3D, but they're not just like one location anymore. It's like the screen goes and they're like these gigantic environments that you have to like bounce around and track things down. You have like a few new mechanics. Like there's a higher jump that can, you press a button and he'll do a jump that moves you onto like a higher plane, like the next level up. There's a tongue feature where you can like collect flies for bonus points. It's not necessary, but sometimes you can get I think you can get extra time from certain flies because, like, just like the arcade game, the levels are timed. It's really a delightful game, and its music has always stuck with me. As first couple of stages in particular, just really, really good chill vibes, good grooves, as the kids say. I don't know what the kids say. We've already established that I don't know what the kids say. So we're just going to go ahead and get things started here.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna kick things off with the level select menu, which is, again, nice little vibe. They're very, I don't know, I think you'll pick up what this game's laying down just from this tune. So here's level select from Frogger. Enjoy. Was the level select theme from Frogger for PlayStation. How did that grab you?
Oh, that was so 1990 something or other.
Did it make you feel like selecting a level?
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely did. I don't know what I'm selecting between, but I definitely needed to select a level to get out of there. It wasn't terrible. I mean, it's very intrinsically 1990, you know, video game music on PlayStation. And, you know, that take that with a grain of salt, I suppose. I don't know. I mean it to be a pro or a con. It just is an observation. And we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, it's very background music. I like it. It's one of the songs you always hear when you play this game. So I had to make it part of our playlist here. But yeah, there's not a lot to it. It's just a very produced, you know, very CD quality sound. Back when the CD quality sound really meant something. But I've always dug that one. But this is where the real fun begins, Sarah. We're going to listen to the music from the first couple stages of the game. This is Retro Zone 1. This is actually a remix. So like in the original Frogger, there wasn't a lot of music, but there were these little jingles that would play. And this is kind of like a remix of one of those jingles turned into a full song, which I find just positively delightful. I adore this song. And I hope you guys like it too. Here is Retro Zone 1 from Frogger. Enjoy. There you go. That's the Retro Stage 1. It's so pleasant. I just love it so much. Oh, that cute little jingle from the arcade game just really expanded and exploded out into this just delightful little tune I don't know. It's still got that very CD quality sound thing going on, you know, like it's very clean, but it's just a joyous little tune. I love it. Jaunty even.
Jaunty is certainly the word I think that comes to mind for me, too. It's very light. It's very whimsical. That bass line that comes in very much in the beginning is so low.
I love that sound they're using. It's so,
yeah.
But again, it's so clean. It's so produced.
It's almost like a bunch of ribbits, you know, the way a frog croaks so low.
I have to assume that's intentional.
Yeah, I can't imagine that it's not. No, it's fantastic. I think it's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm digging it. Really making me want to play the game. So let's move on to the next one. Ooh, this is a good track. So Retro Zone and Lily Islands are the ones that I listen to. Like, they've just been in my playlist constantly for the last, I don't know, 20 years or whatever. Like, they've just always been in my regular rotation. And this Lily Island song might be my favorite. I friggin' love this tune. It's so wonderfully chill. It's a good time. So here's Lily Islands from Frogger. Enjoy. We'll be right back. That was Lily Islands from Frogger. I don't know what it is about that song, but it pops into my head all the time. I think it's the bass line. It's not like this wonderfully complicated, magnificent, joyous piece. It's just like this super cool, chill chunk of music. I just love that track.
I would not, I don't want to double negative. Let's not do that. I absolutely agree. It's such a chill song, like that kind of shuffling jazz drum. That bass is real funky. Like, great sound on that bass too. Pianos, it's just such a light touch of piano. You know, less is more. I think that's what this track, I don't want to say suffers from, but it definitely excels from, the less is more. There's a lot going on, and yet it's so minimal. It just comes together really, really well.
Does indeed. Well, let us move on to the next track, which is called Bow Wow Falls. These are all these level descriptions are pretty apt. So I don't know that I've ever actually fully finished this game because it gets pretty challenging, but I've definitely played all the different kinds of levels. And this waterfall. So here's Bow Wow Falls. Enjoy. Bow Wow Falls. Yes, please.
I like how it just stops.
Yeah, a lot of these in the game, they loop. I think this specific rip is from the PC version, I think. So we're getting a lot of the tracks that kind of stop, because I believe the PC version played it off the CD, like, you know, a CD track would, similar to like a lot of the early PC games like Secret of Monkey Island. You know, like the track would just play, and then once it was done, it would loop back around itself. So a lot of those would resolve, and then they'd just start the song over again. So that's what I think is going on here. But the music's other than it looping infinitely is effectively identical between PlayStation and PC. So good times all around. I love that. I love that one. I love all these songs. That's all this is. It's just wacky funk.
Yeah, I dig it. It's another funky one. It's got a real funky beat, you know, like some like some James Brown, but like, you know, without the yeah, hit me.
Instead with like trash can lids and whatever was going on.
Yeah, oh, thank you for saying that. The soundtrack suffers a little bit from the early 90s, like we're getting edgy.
Somebody saw Stomp.
that somebody was me. I mean, I like, you know, I'm a big industrial fan. So early industrial has a lot of weird samples where it's just like trash can lids falling and, you know, sticks hitting wood and stuff. You know, you can very clearly hear it now, 30 years later, like, so it's very indicative of that time period. But, you know, it's still good. It's still funky. It's still listenable. It still gets my toes tapping. Steal from Chris.
Toes a tapping. Who doesn't love tapping toes? I think we need to just move on to Honey Bee Hollow.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
It's the next track we're going to listen to. And if I were a betting man, I'd say it's going to be more funky stuff. So let's go ahead and give it a listen to Honey Bee Hollow from Frogger. Enjoy. Honey Bee Hollow. How'd that one grab you, huh?
I really like that flute.
Yeah, it's pretty good flute sound. I wanted to bring up something I found online earlier. There was an interview, actually, with Andrew Barnabas, one of the composers, where we keep talking about the style. And he actually talks about that a little bit. He says, updating the musical style to something more befitting digital audio as opposed to chip music from 1981, the 1981 Sega arcade game, but retaining the same feel of the original, we came up with the formula for what we called cute funk. Boppy, silly little ditties that would fit in well with the rest of the graphical style. It needed to bounce a lot. I'm a big fan of funk in general, so it was something I was leaning toward from the outset. Fortunately, everyone else seemed to like it. And he was right. And holy cow, cute funk is exactly what this is.
I can't think of another way to call it. Yeah.
Absolutely spot on. Nailed it.
Well done.
Yeah. This is a good one. Very percussive. Which is, I think, something, as a drummer, I think it's something that I lean towards a lot in this, is this soundtrack, is how percussive it is. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm really digging it. It's a lot of fun. And I think that's what I think that's what the soundtrack should be for a game like this. I think it should be a lot of fun.
Because the game's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And if you're not having fun, what are we even doing here, huh?
What are we even doing? Shame.
Moving on, bouncing ever forward, we're going to move on to Scorching Switches. I remember these stages being challenging. These ones, I think, had a lot of verticality to them. There were like a lot of towers you had to jump up and stuff. These were tough. These are scorching switches. There's fire involved. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
scorching, hot, the hotness. Very industrial.
You beat me to it. It reminds me of very early industrial, like first record Ministry, early Die Krupps. It's so literal to the term industrial. Like,
yes.
Like you somehow ended up in a factory that somehow all its mechanics were rhythmically synced. like the factory's singing a song. It's funny, but it's very good.
And then you hired a bass player.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. The foreman was a bass player. That's great. Or, you know, I moved in or something. I don't know. Anyway, that's good. I like the idea of cute funk. That really tickles me. And now I can't, like, unthink that.
Right. And it's so perfectly apt that it's not really a problem.
No, it works.
Yeah. Does work. So let's just move on to The Dark, Dark Cavern, which is probably going to be less industrial than Scorching Switches. Let's give it a listen. Enjoy. It was drippy.
Yeah, I have a certain need to, like, check the walls.
Something wrong. I mean, I'm in a basement.
Oh, I'm gonna scare the you know what out of you.
Ooh. No, I like that one. I like that one.
Again,
I like all these.
Yeah, it's just super funky. Like, the drums and the bass just, they lock in so well, and it just keeps, like, my head bopping. Like, it almost doesn't matter what they put on top of that bass and drum. It's gonna slap, as the kids say.
Indeed. Boy, we sure are chasing after that youth vote, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, the kids.
The youngins. Oh, boy.
Rapscallions. All
right. Well, we got a couple of left, so let's keep on hopping along. This next one is Bang Bang Barrel. And I honestly can't remember what this stage is like at all. It's been so long since I've played past the first couple of stages in this game, so let's go ahead and give it a whirl. Here's Bang Bang Barrel. Enjoy. We'll be right back. I remember why I picked this one now.
Infantile, juvenile, Christopher. I'm so upset with you.
Poop noises are funny. It's an actual toilet flush in the song.
It really is an actual toilet flushing. I can't believe that. I guess when you've got the capabilities, you're like, well, we're going to go for it.
That's right.
But why then, if you're gonna record a toilet flushing, why not go full tilt and just get someone farting for real?
I think there were some pretty convincing farts in there.
I don't know, man.
Look, all farts are different, all right? All farts are special. Don't you fart shame these composers.
I wasn't. I just felt if you're going to go as far as to record a toilet bowl, why not just record someone farting?
Well, I mean, I guess they could just... I felt like there were some farts in there. I mean, we're not talking like great mighty poo levels here, but... There were some toots.
Toots.
Couple of rips.
Gosh. Times. Oh, boy, Chris. I always count on you.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. So we got two left.
yeah, come back from that.
This next one is called Cactus Point. Get it? Cacti are pointy?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was clever. Here's Cactus Point from Frogger. Enjoy.
All I did was agree.
I like that one. Oh, that was so delightful.
You came back from it like someone told you it was terrible.
They did. My dog behind me was like, that was terrible. What's wrong with you? And I said, stop talking. You're a dog. No. Hallucinations aside, I thought that was a lovely track.
I thought we were going to have a David Berkowitz moment there. Anyway, I think that song was delightful as well. That again, less is more on the bass. Just right. Enough to punctuate some passages and phrases there. Funky drummer. Got a funky drummer here.
Yep.
It's good stuff. It just keeps being good. The soundtrack is really good.
Yeah, I'm glad you're enjoying this. Because I'm having a good old time myself. We started off with some like catchy bass lines, mm-hmm. And then everything got really environmental, or just it was a lot more background music. Great stuff, but this one had that catchy major chord baseline thing in there that just kind of brings me the old joys. That brings me the old warm fuzzlies. Wow, that's a new one. Sure, why not?
Make it a shirt.
Which brings us to our final track of the day. That would be Tropical Trouble. This is a good one. This is another one that sticks out to me of like really remembering this being a pretty good track. So here's Tropical Trouble from Frogger. Enjoy. Well, there you go. That was Tropical Trouble. And I think I got myself mixed up. It was Cactus Point was the one that always stuck out to me. Not that there was anything wrong with Tropical Trouble. In fact, that was quite the good time. I like how they made all the animal noises sync up. Just a good time. What did you think of this one?
Before we get into this, I don't want us to glaze over the fact that you said Cactus Point is the one that sticks out to you. I cannot let that go.
That even got past me. Good times.
And now that I've ruined the entire show, Tropical Trouble is certainly that. All those animals and yeah, it's so funny to hear like animals sampled and stuff and used in music and, you know, in ways that can, let's be frank about it, can be corny. You know, mm-hmm. It can be very silly and you kind of roll your eyes a little bit. And, you know, I did that here. I will not pretend that I didn't. But again, it's done in such a funky way that I look past it, perhaps. I don't know. It was good though. It's definitely a very fun soundtrack, definitely very cool and like kooky vibes, which is what I would come to expect from like a remake, like a 3D remake of Frogger.
Yeah, this is a wonderful game that more people should go back and play. It's one of the games I always go back to when I think of the original PlayStation. And the ilk that it spawned, like the really Atari was just like, hey, that's a great idea. And they pumped out some really good ones too. Like the,
it's true.
I think Activision, I think did Asteroids, which is weird because that's a wholly owned Atari brand, but that wasn't them. Atari wound up doing Centipede, which I wasn't crazy about, but the remake of Pong was so much fun. That PlayStation 1 Pong was great. The Space Invaders one was really good too. I want to say that was also Activision. And we actually covered the Game Boy Color version of Space Invaders. I don't think we did the full soundtrack. I think it was just part of something. I can't remember what. But we did that on the show. We did at least one song from that game on here before. The Game Boy Color, like the PlayStation N64 Space Invaders remake was phenomenal. But the Game Boy Color one was even better. Like it was ridiculous. Very, very good stuff. But yeah, I was a big fan of this entire genre that popped up around this time. Qbert was great too. Oh, Qbert was wonderful. Qbert was so good. But yeah, that's it. That's all we've got. That's all I've got. And that is going to be our show. Matt, what's your pick? What's up next?
So for my next pick, I wanted to go classic. We were talking about the arcades. In this particular episode.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
What's it going to be?
Oh, I plunked a lot of quarters into this game. Oh, man. We're gonna go with Golden Axe for next episode.
Golden Axe!
Yeah.
All right. The original arcade or the Sega Genesis one? Do we go on arcade?
No, we're going to go arcade first.
That is fantastic. That's one of the games that's making a comeback soon, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah, Sega, like a month or two ago, announced that they had five new games coming out that were based on old IP, and they had a little trailer involved. Crazy Taxi, Golden Axe, Shinobi. Mm-hmm. Why am I drawing a blank? There was something else in there that was like, I was super excited about it. Oh, I gotta find that trailer now because it was great. Heck was that called? Power Surge, Sega trailer. Jet Set Radio, Shinobi, Golden Axe, Streets of Rage, and Crazy Taxi.
Jet Set Radio. Wow.
Yeah, we just did that. Was it last year? I think we just did that game on here.
Yep.
The Shinobi looks stunning. Streets of Rage looks 3D, which, you know, following Streets of Rage 4 is kind of a surprise, but it all looks pretty interesting. We'll see.
I'm going to have to check out that trailer. Send me the link when you get a second.
I will do exactly that, good sir.
Thank you.
Very Sega. But yeah, there we go. Good pick. And that is going to wrap up our show. We here at the Waveback Podcast are incredibly grateful to everyone who listens, and we love communicating with you when we can. We have a couple of ways you can do that. There's the Geekade Discord channel, in which we have a Waveback chat where we frequently discuss all manner of stuff relating to video game, music, and whatever our next episodes are going to be. And of course, you can still send us an email at mail@geekade.com. And while you're at it, check out all our social media channels, which you should totally follow, like, and subscribe to if you haven't already. Waveback and other Geekade podcasts are made possible thanks to the Geekade Patreon page. There, patrons can get access to a monthly podcast topic and recording schedule, which I'm actually working on while we're recording right now. I get early access to most of Geekade's shows, including this one and more. If you've enjoyed our podcasts over the years, follow the link in the description and give it a look. We really appreciate it. And finally, as always, be sure to check out all the other great content we have on our site over at Geekade.com. We're going to leave you today with this game's credits. It's a delightful, jaunty little tune. I know. Go figure. Thanks for listening, everybody. Track down a copy of Frogger for PlayStation. It's incredibly inexpensive, and it should be re-released on all modern platforms, even though it hasn't been. So there you go. Thanks for listening. Enjoy, and we'll see you next time.
Ribbit.